Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. The Sanchar Sathi debate took a new turn today. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya clarified that the app will be optional and can be deleted at any time, following criticism that a mandatory rollout would infringe on privacy. Ihik Sur reports that experts flagged privacy risks, security vulnerabilities, and the erosion of user consent. Danish Khan writes that global smartphone makers may push back over feasibility and implementation challenges, while domestic brand Lava has agreed to comply. Meanwhile, Reuters reported that Apple does not plan to preload its smartphones and will convey its concerns to the government. India is set to become a leader in renewable energy. In a conversation with Sweta Goswami, Union New and Renewable Energy Minister Pralhad Joshi said the nation is targeting 50 to 55 lakh rooftop solar installations by 2026 and scaling up its green hydrogen production. Joshi, who is also the Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, spoke about the government's efforts to regulate dark patterns on e-commerce platforms. Joshi detailed efforts to harness geothermal energy with pilot projects planned in Ladakh, Himachal, and Gujarat. India's export story, meanwhile, is changing. Despite an 11% decline in India's shipments to the US, Ishan Gera finds that niche categories such as smartphones, golf balls, and specialty chemicals are posting surprising gains, offsetting weakness in traditional labor-intensive sectors such as textiles and gems and jewelry. LTI Mindtree is taking a step into AI-enabled workforces. CEO Venu Lumbu told Rishabh Shaw and Chandra R. Srikanth that the company has built 1,500 AI agents across finance, infrastructure, and customer service, with each agent having a human mentor and the potential to be retired or fired if they don't learn well enough. The mood in markets is one of caution despite the rally to new highs. Retail investors are sitting on the sidelines, dumping more than 25,300 crore rupees in 2 months as they book profits and shift to safer assets such as gold and fixed deposits, reports Ravindra Sonavane. India's asset reconstruction companies, the firms that buy bad loans from banks, are shifting gears. They are turning their focus towards retail and SME portfolios amid rising distress in unsecured loans, reports Swaraj Singh Dunjal. ARCIL, for instance, has a quarter of its assets under management from unsecured retail and small business assets. Zomato founder Deepinder Goyal's latest health tech venture, Temple, is developing a brain flow monitor and is now in talks to raise $50 million, report Tushar Goenka and Chandra R. Srikanth. The funding round, which could value the company at $125 million, will support product development. And finally, the rupee's slide is hitting many households. The currency touched a record low of 89.95 against the dollar on Tuesday, adding pressure on students studying abroad and families planning foreign holidays. Hiral Thanawala reports that tuition fees, living expenses, and everyday costs are rising sharply. Experts recommend that students use Forex cards, wire transfers, and maintain emergency cash buffers. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.